PK and I are going over a word that we thought was time. And I thought, okay, I'm going to open this up by saying this is one of my most favorite characters in the Bible. I thought, man, I always say that. But it's about Joseph the dreamer. Joseph the dreamer. And his story really is one of my favorites. But then if I was going to preach about Moses, I'd say, one of my favorites. Or Nehemiah, one of my favorites. Or Daniel, one of my favorites. And that's just the way it is. But this story is about somebody who dreams. This is about somebody who is a dreamer. And what better time to speak about dreaming than this time now? In a time where it's difficult, a season where there's uncertainty, a season where we got to admit there's been loss. We got to admit there's confusion in the land, in the country. I mean, you're seeing things that we haven't seen before, but what a great time to dream. If you've been with me any length of time, you've heard me say this, that dreaming is simply seeing it before you'll see it. Right? Come on, you've heard that before. Seeing it before you'll see it. So what that means is before you see something come into fruition, you got to see it here and here first. You got to dream about it here first and here first. And then that's the way it starts. Your dreams and your visions, they start here and here. Here and here. Your mind and your heart. Seeing your dream first here and here. Let me share. This is a pretty good quote I found. It says, the world needs dreamers and the world needs doers. Come on, somebody. The world needs dreamers and the world needs doers. Most of all, the world needs dreamers who do. I like that. The world needs dreamers who do. I think that's so important. Eleanor Roosevelt said this, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. The beauty of their dreams. It's good to have a dream. It's good to have a vision. And that's the power of a dream. It's vision. It's vision. It's belonging. It's owning the moment and saying, okay, it might be like this right now, but I might be going through a desert time now, but I know things are difficult now, but somebody say, but God. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no dream, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no dream, where there's no vision, the people perish. So it's important to have a dream. It's important to have a vision. And you know who the greatest dreamer of all was? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? The greatest dreamer of all. He dreamed about you. He dreamed about everything about you. He saw everything about you. The Bible says before you were even born, he knew you. So he had visions and dreams about you before you were even born. Before you were even your mother's womb, that's how much God knew you, and that's how God designed you, and that's how God thought about you. You were his dream. You were his vision. That's a great, I know sometimes in this world people say this and say that, and life can even dictate to us how we feel about ourselves. But when you think about what God thinks about you, that's so powerful, that you were his dream before you were even in the womb. You were his dream. Somebody say amen. Yes, amen. Amen to that. If you have your Bibles, you can go to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. This is the story of Joseph, the dreamer. Joseph the dreamer. And in Genesis chapter 37, I'm going to I'll read to you verses 1 to 3. And it says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bela and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. God bless your word. Open up our hearts so we might receive, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So Jacob, the patriarch, Israel has 12 sons. We know him as the 12 tribes of Israel. One of them is named Joseph. And he and his brothers were out in the field. They were out in the field doing what they were supposed to be doing. But they were probably doing things they shouldn't have been doing. And Joseph brought an evil report to his father about what was going on. Now, today he would have been called a snitch. Probably was called a snitch by his brothers. I don't know. But they didn't like it, right? They didn't like it. Joseph was favored by his dad. He was favored by his father, Jacob. In fact, he was called the son of his old age. The son of his old age. You know what that means is he was pinned as the one that Jacob said, of all of my boys, my 12 boys, there's one that I would say, when I'm old and I can't take care of myself, he'll take care of me. And his name was Joseph. It wasn't Reuben, the oldest. It wasn't Benjamin, the youngest. It was Joseph. There was something about Joseph that just, I don't know, among the 12, he just felt he needed to do right, and therefore it made him the son of old age. When all of my sons, when it comes down to it, there's one that I can depend. And Jacob said, that's Joseph. That's him. At first glance, it seems like, well, that's favoritism, and it shouldn't be that way, because we know that Jacob made Joseph a coat of many colors. He didn't make it for the other boys. But let's be honest here. It wasn't like, my 12 boys, I like you the best because you got the most, you look like me, or you got the prettiest eyes, or you're the tallest one. That's not how it was. That's not how it was at all. It was Joseph who wanted to please his dad. It was Joseph who wanted to take care of his father's business. The others were out and about doing wrong. We read that they were out mingling with other nationalities, and when they shouldn't have been doing that, and they were doing other things. But it was Joseph who had his father's business in mind and in heart. And when others were doing evil, he was trying to please dad. And that's what brought him favor. It brought Joseph favor. So much so that dad took care of him. And then we look at it and you say, well, why is he so blessed? And why is he so favored? He pleases his father. He wants to please his father. He wants to do what's right before his dad. And listen to me, I know we're all blessed and we are all children of God. We're not the other sons of Jacob. All of them were. All 12 were. All of us are all sons of God. But who are you trying to please today? Yourself? Or are you out to get God's attention? Are you faithful? Are you out to please God or yourself? Joseph wanted to please his father. And that's why it seemed like he was favored. That's why it seemed like he was favored. I hear people say this a lot in these days. Favor isn't fair. I'm favored. I can be out doing what I want to do in the world. I still see God's favor. Listen, friend, don't confuse favor with grace. Don't confuse favor with grace. You can be out there doing, you can be in the house of God, and we're here, but tomorrow you might say, no, I'm not doing this anymore. Man, I'm still getting blessed. I'm still this. I'm still that. I'm still healthy. Look at me. Man, if I'm favored, you have grace on your life. You know what grace is? It is unmerited favor. In other words, you haven't done a thing for it. You know what mercy is? Mercy is withheld judgment. And so we walk in grace and mercy. I don't deserve anything. I walk in God's grace. And thank God I walk in his mercy because he withholds his punishment from me. But make no mistake, my brother, make no mistake, my sister, and those of you who are watching me online right now who aren't coming to church anymore and you're not serving God like you used to, make no mistake, God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. You can call yourself a Christian all day long, but if you're not living like it, what's your fruit look like? Well, you can't judge me, preacher. I know when I see bad fruit around me. I'm just saying it. Too many people playing with God today. Thank you, Sister Sarah. Amen. Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph was a dreamer. He dreamed. He was dreaming about the things that God had put in his heart. He was dreaming about them. Now, he might have made some mistakes in his youth because he spoke of them. We now have the benefit of reading the whole book of Genesis, so we know that he became the governor of Egypt when all of the world was in a drought. He was now, you know, PK is going to bring a message that's going to blow your mind. Was it next week, PK, or the week after? You're talking right now while I'm preaching, girl. Come on. When are you preaching? All right, 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks, and she's got a word that's going to talk about how dreams die, and it's just amazing. It's going to be a powerful word, and I can't wait for that. Sometimes, you know, I read the book of Joseph, and I read how Joseph told his brothers, yeah, you know what, you're all going to be serving me one day. And even to his dad, yeah, sorry, Pop, but one day you're going to be under me. That had to be for a patriarch to hear that, but we know the story. You know, they got rid of Joseph, and Joseph ended up in Pharaoh's house, Potiphar's house, right? And he became the governor, and before you know the story goes, they came, his brothers were, dad came over to see him, and it's an amazing story that one day we got to go bit by bit by bit by bit and share it again, because it's an amazing story. Now, looking over the life of Joseph and the story, I don't know if I had to do it, I would say today, hey, Joey, you might want to wait to share it. Just hold on. It's not going to be received that way right now. It's not going to be good right now. Your brothers are not going to receive it. Your dad isn't going to receive it. We know it's from God. But listen, Nehemiah, when he went to the wall, he examined the wall, and he didn't tell anybody what he was going to do because he knew there were haters among him. People don't want to hear your dreams and your visions. They don't want to hear you that you're going to make your marriage better. They don't want to hear you're going to make your finances grow. They don't want to hear you're going to get healthy. People don't want to hear that because it makes them feel less about themselves. And that's sad. But Nehemiah didn't tell anybody what he was going to do because he knew there were haters among him. And so he held on to the vision until the right time. Until the right time. Listen, haters are part of life. You know the saying, haters are going to hate. Man, there's been some people hating on this church lately. But you know how I receive that? People hating on you, people hating on me. I receive it this way. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you for my name's sake. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. Don't let them mess you up. Don't let the haters hurt your feelings. Don't let the haters mess up your dream. You see, you get a little bit of dream, and you know what dreaming does? You know what vision does? It brings hope. Dreaming and visions bring hope. The enemy wants to steal that hope from you. He wants to drain it from you because when you get hope, you get courage. He wants to steal that from you. Don't let the haters steal your dream. Don't let the haters steal your hope. Don't let the haters steal your vision. Don't let circumstance steal your vision. Don't let circumstance of life steal your dream. Right now, it's hard to dream big. I guarantee you that. Yeah, it is. Don't let the enemy steal it from you. Don't let the enemy take it from you. Dream anyway. Dream big. This is a time for dreamers right now. Right now. I didn't know there was a fight last night. Brother Joe told me there was a Canelo fight. I like to watch him. He's a fighter. I like to watch Canelo. There's some good fighters throughout the day. Some of my favorites. Pepino Cuevas. He was one of my favorites, man. Yeah, you remember him. I like those fighters who they go for it, right? They contend. But you know, a fighter walks into the ring and he's favored. Well, this guy's favored to win. All right, then why even fight? Just call it. Who's favored here? Who's the favored one? Well, him. All right, then let's just call the fight. He wins. It doesn't work like that. There's another opponent in the ring who doesn't believe he's favored. So the favored one has to roll up his sleeves, get in condition, and he's got to contend for his dream. He's got to contend for his favor. He's got to contend for his vision. You got to contend for your dream. You got to contend for your favor. Just because God has given you a dream doesn't mean the enemy's not going to try to stop you. You got to fight. You got to fight. You got to fight for your dream. Fight for your marriage. Fight for your finances. Fight for your children. Don't stop. Don't quit. You are a fighter. You're a prize fighter. And guess who's your manager? That's Jesus. He's in your corner telling you, get up, get up, get up. One more round. Get up. It's not over. Get up. It's not over. Nehemiah had Sanballat and Tobias, and even some of his own family members come against us, and they mocked him. What? You're trying to build a wall around Israel? If a little tiny fox runs up on it, that wall's going to collapse. He could have stopped right there and said, "Ah, you're right. I ain't going to do this. What am I trying to do?" You see, the enemy's going to try to stop you from building your dreams. He's going to want to stop you from attaining your vision and attaining your dreams. But don't let the naysayers get in your ear. Block them out. They're everywhere. Block them out. Block them out. And you hold that vision to your heart. You hold that dream to your heart because God put that dream in you. God put that vision in you. Don't give it up to anybody. Not everybody's going to be on your side. That's all right. Not everyone's going to be in your corner. That's all right. Keep believing it. Keep seeing it. Keep dreaming it. Keep fighting for it. Keep contending for it. Don't stop fighting. I know sometimes right now we might be in that 10th round and we might even be down on the mat right now like, man, what just happened? What just happened? August and September were some of the hardest months we've ever been through in this church. And I kind of, I was like, what just happened? And it's like you're in that 10th round and you're like, everybody's around you and you're on the mat and you're feeling it. You've been knocked down and you've been hurt. I get it. Yes. And I'm right there with you. And everybody's shouting. And there's a whole mass of people shouting for your demise. There's a whole host of evil happy that you're hurting. They might have even come from your family. They might have even been your sister. Your brother, who knows? I don't know. It's just like all of a sudden people are weird these days. And you're on the mat thinking, man, that was a tough 10 rounds. And it's like, you know, if I just lay here and the ref's going to say 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And when he sends the ten, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm done. But my manager is in my corner, and everybody might be yelling, and everybody might be cheering that I'm on the ground, and everybody might be cheering that I've been knocked down, and everybody might be cheering that you've been knocked down, but your manager is in the corner saying to you, get up. Get up. Get up. Get off the mat. Get up. Start fighting. Get up. It's not over. Get up. It's not over. Get up. Take a punch. Swing. I don't care if the whole world is against you. I'm for you. And if I'm for you, who can be against you? Get up. Get up. Come on. Get up. It's not over. It ain't over. It ain't over. You remember the old big time wrestling days? How many remember those? Yeah? Pat Patterson, Pepper Gomez, Ray Stevens. Oh, yeah, man. Those, Rocky Johnson. Come on, Peter Maiva. Who else? Or, Haystack Calhoun, the spoiler. Haystack Calhoun, yep. The great thing about them is like your hero is in the ring and he just got beat up for like, man, just the last 15 minutes. How in the world is it? This fight's over. But all of a sudden, your main man, he feels that energy about him and he starts shaking a little bit, right? Uh-oh, here it comes. Here it comes. He starts shaking a little bit. He gets off the feet and they might even hit him again, but it doesn't faze him this time. He's like got this super strength about him. All of a sudden, I used to be so amazed at that. Wow, where does that last little bit of fight come from? And then they just start going crazy and he starts going crazy and your man wins the fight. PK preached a message a long time ago. I heard Vinny recently say this. It's a fixed fight. I got news for you folks. Big time wrestling, WWF, it's fixed. That might hurt your heart, I understand. But I got news for the powers and principalities of hell. I got news for the naysayers. I got news for all my critics. I got news for all those that want to see me go down. I got news for all those that want to see you go down. Guess what? It's a fixed fight. It's a fixed fight. We win. We win. We win, folks. It's a fixed fight. We win this war. We win this round. We win the fight. We wear the title because of his victory on the cross. We win. So I say to you, dream again. Dream bigger now. Dream bigger now. Dream harder now. Dream right now. I believe God is trying to tell us to dream. It ain't over. Pastor Cisco? It ain't over. Who said it was over? He said, it's just starting. It's just starting. Come on, somebody. It ain't over. I know times are tough. And I know that we might have to fight a little differently right now. I know that things are a little difficult right now. Believe me, I know. But it ain't over. Mr. T in Rocky III, when he was beaten down on Rocky, he said, I got a lot of mo. Who knows what that means? I got a lot of mo. You know what that means? Man. Can somebody tell me what that means? I got a lot of mo. What does that mean, Vinny? I got more left in me. I got a lot of mo. That's what Mr. T said. I got more in me. I'm not done. If you're not done, I want you to stand to your feet right now. Come on. If you're not done, get up off your feet right now. Come on, somebody. Testify. Yes, it's harder today. Yes, it's difficult today. But we got more in us. We got more fight in us. We got more fight in us. Come on, somebody. We got more fight in us. Where's the worship team at? Let me get some people up here. Come on, Rome. We got to get in the drums or keyboard or whatever you want to do. Woo, come on, somebody. Huh. Yeah, we got more fight. It's fixed, absolutely, and you win. Come on, Manny. Right? The enemy thought he was going to take you out. He didn't take you out. The enemy thought he was going to take out my sister. He didn't take her out. He simply helped with the ushering process. But I guarantee you right now, as much as I miss my sister, she would say to me, you keep fighting. You keep swinging. Oh, and about me? I love you, my little brother, but I ain't coming home. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to be. Because where I'm at, there's no viruses. Where I'm at, there's no cancer. Where I'm at, there's no diabetes. Where I'm at, there's no more weeping. Where I'm at, there's no more pain. Where I'm at, if you could only see me now. If you could only see me now. So we keep fighting, church. Come on, we keep fighting, church. We keep fighting, church.
Come on.
We fight for each other. We fight for one another. Contend for your dream. Contend for your vision. Don't give it up to anybody.
We say, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
We say,
get up, get up, get up.
Come on.
Get up out of that grave.
Oh, come on, church.
Get up, get up,
let me see you.
Get up out of that grave.
We say,
come on. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Come on.
Get up, get up.
Let me see you get off your feet.
Get up out of that grave.
He picked me up,
he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Whoa. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Come on.
picked me up. You turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because He healed my heart. You changed my name, forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior.
To God right now. Raise your hands to the Lord right now.
Yes, hallelujah.
Be encouraged in Jesus' name. I break every yoke of bondage. I break depression off of your neck. I break sadness off of your neck. I break anxiety off of your neck in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak joy over you. I speak peace over you. I speak love over you. I speak friendship over you. In the name of Jesus, right now, I speak that over you. Right now, receive that. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Receive it. Receive that. Anxiety has to go. Depression has to go. I come against depression in the name of Jesus. And I really feel right now I'm supposed to say this, that I got to come against anxiety. So maybe you're battling anxiety right now. Maybe you're watching us online and you're battling anxiety right now. In the name of Jesus, receive peace.
Yes, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, receive peace. He is the peace that surpasses all understanding. He is Jehovah our peace. Receive it. Even if you're watching at home right now on your device, receive peace in Jesus' name. Receive it. Come on, church. If you've been battling anxiety right now, the Lord just wanted me to speak on that. Yep, we all know when we're battling anxiety, we're not supposed to fear. We're not supposed to have anxiety. We know that it's not of God. We know that. But sometimes we just need somebody to come next to us and tell us that. Sometimes we just need somebody to come next to us and tell us it's going to be okay. Sometimes we need someone to come next to us and say, hey, I got your back. So I'm saying to you this morning, I got your back. It's going to be okay.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. In the name of Jesus, receive that. Receive peace. In the name of Jesus, receive peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Come on, God is doing something right now. Just let Him do His work right now. The Holy Spirit's moving among you right now. Just receive it. Peace. Joy. Peace. Joy. Peace. And joy. Hallelujah. I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, fight for it, church. Contend for it. You're favored, but you still got to fight. You're favored, but you still got to fight. Receive that in Jesus' name. Come on, how many receive it right now? Say amen. I receive that word. I receive that word. I receive that word. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, amen. I wanted to say this before I let you go this morning. Being with you this morning has been good for my soul. PG, you and Teresa being here has been good for my soul. All of you here, Cindy, all of you guys, being here today has been good for my soul. One more round, right? Come on. It ain't over. Let's do this. Let's do this together. Love one another. Encourage one another. Support one another. Amen. Next Sunday, 10 o'clock, be early. Be early. Let's all do this. We'll be early. Ushers, you can get the side doors open. I want to thank you so much for being here today at CWC Life. Thank you for being such a great church. God bless you all. Amen. Worship team, good job, guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. I love you guys. First-timers, if you're a first-time guest, you can meet us right over at the visitor sign. First-time guest, right over at the visitor sign. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that. Oh, get up, 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 get up.